AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Memorial Day remembrances across the country. In New York, U.S. Navy Admiral Bill Moran.
We are the beneficiary of their sacrifices, and we celebrate the gift that they bestowed upon us. And we stand on their shoulders.
At Arlington
National.
And
for those of us on active duty, we stand the watch for them.
And at Arlington National Cemetery, a 21-gun salute was sounded. Vice President Mike Pence honored the fallen.
Their duty was to serve. Our duty is to remember.
The president is in Japan, wrapping up a visit with the prime minister there.
At a joint news conference in Tokyo, President Trump broke with his host with his assessment of North Korea's recent short-range missile tests.
Very happy with the way it's going, and intelligent people agree with
me. You're not bothered at all by the small missiles?
No, I'm not.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the tests a violation of UN Security Council resolutions and said they were of great regret.
I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention.
Praising North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as a smart man, Trump predicted,
someday we'll have a deal. I'm not in a rush.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The president broke a political tradition of not attacking a rival while overseas. He insulted the IQ of Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden. There's been a deadly violent attack in Japan. Nearly 20 people were stabbed at a bus stop, including 13 school children. One child has died and one adult. Four dozen inmates, that is, have been found dead after rioting at several prisons in Brazil. It follows a deadly rioting attack yesterday. There is a heat wave that's cooking the South, South Carolina's capital, over 100 degrees today. This is AP Radio News. After a long battle with dementia, former Major League legend Bill Buckner's died at the age of 69.
Buckner won a National League batting title, but his legacy was changed in the 1986 World Series. Playing first base for the Boston Red Sox, Game 6 was tied. The Red Sox were victory away from their first World Championship since 1918, but a ground ball went Buckner's way.
Little roller up along.
The ball went through Buckner's legs. The New York Mets won the game and eventually won the World Series. Red Sox fans were not quick to forget. But in 2008, Buckner accepted an invitation to throw out the first ball for the home opener at Fenway Park as the Red Sox celebrated winning the 2007 World Series. He said the moment was probably about as emotional as it could get. I'm Ed Donahue.
The winner of the Indianapolis 500, Simon Pagenaud of France. He earned over $2 million for the victory. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.